A few months back, we introduced you to the Al-Hamdan family. They were part of the first wave of Syrian refugees to arrive in Seattle recently. Liz Jones is KUOW's race and culture reporter. She checked in to see how the family is adjusting to life in America so far.
Every afternoon, Bassam Al-Hamdan's watch beeps at 3:10. The school bus will arrive in 20 minutes.
It's time to go? Okay.
An interpreter walks with us to the bus stop. It's just around the corner from their apartment in West Seattle.
I usually come here early before the bus, way ahead of time, because I want to make sure that I can receive my children and I have no fear of missing my kids.
Hello.
Other parents start to gather.
Hello. Have you guys met Bassam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bassam is a father of six. His three youngest charge off the bus. They laugh and hug him. Five-year-old Ahmed gets a piggyback ride home. On the way, I ask about school.
Have you made some new friends?
Wahid? I have one friend.
Oh, what's his name?
Show us more.
Lincoln.
At home, the kids toss off backpacks and eat a snack. This is the routine now, since they moved here in November. But in the last few years, they missed a lot of school. First in Syria, as the civil war intensified, then at a crowded, chaotic refugee camp in Jordan, where they fled to in 2013.
First of all, the place is a desert, and we lived in tents. So the water is not clean, and it's not a healthy place to live.
Now the family lives in a four-bedroom apartment.
Big family.
That's Bassam's wife, Raba. A local Muslim group helps cover their rent for now, but they'll both need to find work soon. They're taking English classes to get ready.
Of course, the English language is the key to life.
3 months school.
Oh yeah, 3 months school you've been. This is the boys' room.
Their oldest son, Mohanad, is camped out in his room, texting on his phone. Bassam was relieved to get him out of Syria.
His son was in the age of military, so they could take him any moment, any time.
They saw bombings, and food became scarce, so they left the village where Bassam and Raba grew up, where they had a large home with fruit trees and where most of their relatives still live.
I didn't want to leave my country of birth, all of my memories, for the sake of my children. And my husband, I had to leave.
Now, their only communication with family in Syria is through text. They mostly talk about how to get them out.
They try, but it might take them 3-4 months walking through the desert, and it's very hot, and they might get dehydrated or even, in worst case, lost their lives.
3 years ago, Bassam's family easily crossed the border to Jordan in about a half hour, but that border is now closed. Bassam doubts his family will ever return.
There's no future in Syria. Now, not for our children or us, so it's destroyed.
The windy hummingbird.
In the living room, two kids play on the iPad. It's a hair salon game.
I cut hair.
You cut the hair?
Yeah.
The curling iron. Ooh, let's try the curling iron.
I fumble around on the screen.
How do you do that? You drag it
10-year-old Aya just smiles and shows me how it works. I first met this family at the airport 7 months ago. They seemed overwhelmed, exhausted, but still smiling. They look far more at ease now. Bassam's wearing track pants and a t-shirt that says good times.
We came to America. We came to a whole new life, a whole different life. Everything is beautiful.
I tease Bassam that his phone keeps buzzing as we talk. He explains a new friend is inviting them for dinner, but mostly it's a group text with some news.
So I just found out that there's a new family that just arrived yesterday from Syria.
Here to Seattle.
Another family moved out of the war zone. Bassam hopes they'll meet soon. Refugee resettlement has become a hot-button issue in the presidential campaign. Since 2015, the U.S. has taken in about 5,400 Syrian refugees. About 100 have resettled in Washington state so far. Millions more are displaced or wait in refugee camps. UN officials have called it the humanitarian crisis of our time. In West Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.